Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sanspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, Jack, this is the President Sleepy Joe Biden, and you're listening to my favorite podcast in the world. Hey, fam.
Let's pray the entity doesn't fuck this episode up too.
Yeah, I know. If you're listening to this, it's too late. No, I don't know. If you're listening to this one, you heard PayFam last week on the main feed. You got a taste of... The cream. You normally get the croc. Levin's painstakingly recreated using the very reason why SAG and WGA are striking. Levin's was,
I know, I tried to use AI to fix last week's
episode. Oh, that's right, you did. Yeah.
And it wasn't, it's not quite at the level that we need it to be at.
No, it's not. It
can easily write the shittest Star Wars article you've ever read. But
yeah, like 12 people you didn't ever think maybe were Jedis.
Or maybe create a beautiful photo of Martin Luther King and Donald Trump sitting down to an oversized latte. Isn't that one doing the rounds this week?
No, but...
It's AI.
Are you sure it's not a real photo, though?
You're right, because... Yeah, yeah. I think maybe Donald Trump went back in time.
Martin Luther King's alive, right?
But someone's created, like, you know... It's like, I think the post is like... I reckon if Martin Luther King was still alive, he'd be great friends with Donald Trump. And then, compares a bunch of things that, like, they have in common.
But they cheated on women. That's one.
But then there's...
one's dead.
In front of, their likenesses are pretty spot on. But in front of Donald Trump is just this enormous coffee. Like,
and we know he only drinks Coca-Cola, Diet Coke.
So I think I've been bean-pilled, by the way.
Oh, you're a coffee head?
So I've spent the last 2 days filming from, like... Like, the moment I wake up, drop the kids to school, then just go and film all day through till like 8 p.m.
Thank you for being here.
I'm on a bizarre level.
You're on a bean level? You got that dry bean yet?
So, I had to do like a bunch of videos about the neighborhood that I live in.
Yeah.
The very big city
that Talk I live about, in. Talk about Totoro.
My family. I thought you meant Toretto, not Totoro. Has someone done that yet?
You said neighborhood.
My neighbor
I've
Toretto.
I've seen like a thing of like, yeah.
I'm thinking Totoro.
Cat Boss has got like Nos.
Dom Toretto and a big, really giant latte.
Yeah. I'm thinking a big tuna latte with the crust cut off.
Wait,
does your elbow look purple to you there?
Yeah, a little bit. He's had a few too many grimace shakes.
Yeah,
in the promo image for Hijack.
We got the Apple TV screensaver situation. Well, no, the things it shows before it goes to screensaver. We have Rebecca Ferguson now, but before it just showed.
I didn't realize that the silo. I didn't realize it was Rebecca Ferguson. I thought it was a chick from Better Call Saul.
See, I haven't watched that, so I assume Rebecca Ferguson is in it.
Okay,
I assume that's the titular Saul. Solane.
But yeah, I don't normally drink coffee. I'm a leaf man.
You like that leaf brewed? I like that bean ground.
And
I'm a coffee man. I'm at three cups before I get to work guy.
I get to the first location yesterday and they just plonk a bunch of food and
Starbucks?
Drinks in front of me. Yeah. No, it was,
showing off your neighborhood.
I'll shout out the Parramatta businesses.
Sure.
Homage Specialty Coffee.
Homage.
So obviously had to. I always thought it's homage, right? Homage. But I got corrected by the owner.
Yeah, is the owner French?
No.
Okay. Well, he's wrong.
But she hits me with this big cup of filtered coffee.
Yeah.
Which that's the way to do it. I realize
straight
that
black.
I don't have an aversion to coffee, although people can maybe hear from the speed of my voice. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
I think I just hate hot milk.
Yeah, I'm not. I have a that drip, that filter one.
So it was like a Ethiopian blend. It was out of control.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I had 4 cups of coffee yesterday and 4 cups today.
Dude, welcome to the resistance. I'm a 4 cup of guy.
Is the resistance what you call having IBS?
Shitting constantly. Yeah. It's like...
Because let me tell you, there's not much resistance in that department.
There's no resistance. No. And that's kind of the good thing. They're coffee enemas are coffee enemas for a reason. Dude, I have that cup of bean in the morning. I'm empty as hell. That's why I don't... Now it probably makes sense to you why I don't eat breakfast. I'm like... close to godliness. After I've had a cup, I've cleansed out my system. I'm like, I'm running on fumes essentially. And you know, people can ascend, I think, when they're in that state.
I had went to a Vietnamese spot today called Got Pho.
Great coffee there. Great iced coffee.
Vietnamese iced coffee.
It's the best. There's one around the corner from me. If I get a little early to the train station, that syrupy bean.
Yeah.
Man, if you become a beanman, I'm so excited. I got some boss in the fridge right now.
I'm saying like, yeah, if you got to,
because if you think tea's good,
you
got
to tell me the filter game,
dude. Right? If you think tea's good, wait till you get that bean.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking about becoming a beanman.
When you get that bean drip, you are going crazy, man. Do you know? I've told you, mine's like not like crazy fantastic, but the ability to just like time it for me, wake up and have like a full thing of bean in the morning.
Well, I got a new kettle
wafting through the house.
I got a new kettle that
I'm almost tempted to fire it up now.
I can set it every morning to wake up before I do, and
you need that shit.
Bring that temperature up,
dude,
to where I need
it
to
so
be.
It's so good. The good thing about the bean too, when it's percolating,
the bean
aromatic.
Ah, so you're like, true.
Damn, what's that smell? Whereas, it must be morning time.
I mean, I'd have to pour. I have to pour this.
Need a peewee like invention to Rube Goldberg that shit.
That would be sick.
Or just one of your children.
Yeah, true. Actually, man,
I remember making the most. Well, I'm certain they didn't say this, but the most disappointing teas for my mother as a child. I remember just being like, I got this, and like making it how I think I would have liked tea as a non-tea drinker.
I remember one time being
just like heaps of milk.
I'm going to make my parents breakfast in bed this weekend, and like going through the
cookbook
collection.
Because
you see
it in like cartoons and in books, and you see like kids do it, and you're like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, they
and
crack a little bit of eggshell into the pan, but other than that, it's fine.
Cute, yeah.
But my parents had a book called The Microwave Cookbook.
Awesome.
And I looked up how to make scrambled eggs in the microwave.
I was honestly about to say eggs in the microwave.
And stank the whole house
out.
It's
the worst thing.
It smells
it's like chemical warfare.
So many farts.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Thousands of farts.
It's not good.
Good morning, Mum and Dad.
Good morning, I love you.
I farted all throughout the house.
Damn, dude. I'm just blown away that you're becoming a beanman.
Who knows? You know, I haven't got to film any videos tomorrow, but I'm thinking about that.
Think of it. Yeah, seriously, you won't. If you have it as much as I hope you do, you will start getting headaches from not drinking it. That's that's what I have now. Because it's like, you know, I guess it's a narcotic to a degree.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone knows that I've been hitting the Dexys up lately, and I feel
that more?
I get similar effect from just having four cups of coffee. Except Dexys don't make you shit yourself.
No,
so.
I got a Valium Connect, so
that's the opposite of what a
I know,
Dexy would
but
do.
So I'm on
but that's kind of where green tea hits me.
I'm on that Bean Valley.
Okay,
as I call
Bean Valley.
When I'm one bean, a few Valley in. May as well call it, you know, I'm basically a SoundCloud rapper at that level.
So we are going to be talking movies today.
Yeah.
If you can believe it.
Bean,
the ultimate disaster movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Great movie. Stars the curly haired guy from...
Of the Wonka trailer, Rowan Atkinson.
That's right. He is in it. He's
He has
England,
one line where he goes like, oh no.
England's finest.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
He should have been young Wonka.
Didn't know he had a voice because I obviously like watched Mr. Bean first. Oh, and going to Blackadder, I was like, what the hell?
In Bean, the ultimate disaster movie, they were like, let's just make him talk all the time.
It's terrible.
He constantly talks, yeah.
Very, very, very bad. Yeah.
I mean, you knew him from Blackadder though, right?
Well, I watched
Mr.
Bean.
Shitload in
that. I watched Mr. Bean first.
Yeah, obviously.
And then I watched Blackadder. We had to watch Blackadder in high school for like World War II. I think rather than teach us, they just made us watch like that season of Blackadder. No, World War I when it's in the trenches.
Yeah.
Fantastic show.
Great British humor.
Thingy's in it. House MD, isn't he?
Doogie Howser?
Yeah, that guy, the British guy.
Right.
Hugh Laurie,
is that his name?
Yeah, Hugh Laurie. Yeah. He's in it, isn't he?
I can't remember.
It's crazy because he's played far more
Mr.
Americans
in
my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in Veep.
It's like half the MCU is actually British.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got Anthony Mackie, Simu Liu.
But we're going to be talking a lot of movies tonight. And before we obviously get into it, I want just on a bean level.
Hit me.
Which of Barbie and Oppenheimer?
Okay, so to put things in perspective, I've seen both Barbie Oppenheimer separately and Levin's the same Barbie.
Just seen Barbie.
Which is still fine.
I'm going to see Oppenheimer tomorrow.
I'm so jealous.
Or Monday with my wife.
I'm so jealous.
But which one is the Valium and which one is the coffee? Four cups of coffee.
Look, I am going to go out now and just say I'm glad I saw them a day apart. I get the whole Barbenheimer thing. Like, let these movies marinate. Let them room. You know what I mean? Like, watch a movie. It's not a contest to see them both. And I think it's lovely that people are going to cinemas and taking photos of them with tickets. and being like, I'm doing two movies, and people are talking about this stuff who've never spoken about it. This isn't like a gatekeepy thing, but I'm like, just see it the next day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
These are two big...
vastly different movies.
Vastly different, but also like Barbie, to its like merit, it's like, you know, it's not like fucking rocket science, but it is quite conceptual and,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, it's truly cinema. That's my...
Dude,
idea.
It's you know, it's as existential as Oppenheimer. It's about these American inventions that honestly forever changed the world and the people behind them and the people wondering if what they did was the right thing. If this invention or discovery is at all, you know, once it's out in the public and being used by other people, is it far away from what the original intention was?
Sure.
So they're actually quite similar in that regard, but also like, just let him like marinate. Look, obviously I'm biased, but I do think seeing Barbie first, if you are going to do both, Barbie first.
Really?
I think so, because Oppenheimer, I think you need to like maybe just think about it for an hour afterwards. And if you were to rush...
Oh, you mean in the one day, you mean?
If you're going to do it one day, I would still do Barbie one day, Oppenheimer the next.
Okay.
I think Barbie is a lot easier to swallow, obviously, in terms of like what it's about. Visually, it's very fun. But Oppenheimer is something I think like you kind of... Especially if you see it in IMAX, which I'm so jealous of those who can. We don't have a theater in Sydney at the moment, and it's quite booked out for Melbourne almost a month, I think.
It's hectic, yeah.
That's so cool, though. Like, that is sick. That is, like, errors to a shit. But I'm glad I did it and saw Oppenheimer last night and had, like, that to think about for hours rather than, oh, I've got to park that and go see Barbie.
My, like, prediction is, and I know, like, I don't know what the box office is going to look like for worldwide.
I think Barbie's going to make the most.
I'm predicting that I reckon Barbie is going to be second only to Mario movie in Australia this year.
Yeah, I agree.
I reckon it's going to be like every
single...
What
about the Marvels, though?
I, like, man, I'm thinking about, like, obviously, we got to talk about the strike a little bit and, like...
Yeah.
The...
I mean, we don't really understand it, but we can talk about
it. I do. Like, I know what...
No, but I was going to say, we can talk about it via the content that Soups is now making as someone who's not allowed to promote movies. So that's how I'm kind of, that's how I'm choosing to cover it.
Yeah, I'm choosing to still talk about the movies that I'm seeing because I don't want...
Well, we're not in SAG or W.
Sure, but also, like, I don't want these movies to do badly for like the directors and the actors who are amazing in them, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, they're striking
the
for
writers,
like
sorry,
the great reason of
the strike. 100% support the strike.
Give them residuals. Give them
and don't use AI in movies.
Don't use AI in movies.
And if you're going to scan people in, you have to pay for their likeness every time you use it, not just the 1 hour you spend scanning them.
And Bob Iger loves yachts.
fuck every CEO in Hollywood.
I think the best thing that sums it up for me, you know, Roger Avery, Oscar winner, wrote the screenplay to Pulp Fiction with Quentin Tarantino, made like Rules of Attraction, a few other films, went to jail for killing somebody, but got out. It was like
small footnote
in a car accident.
Okay, right.
Served time.
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick, but Brandy. Actually got caught. Now, has the Video Archives podcast with Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
They reconnected. But he has been, you know, he's a fervent union guy, someone in the film industry. And this string of tweets, I think I screenshot it because it summed it up so well for me about like the, you hear of people talk about like big Hollywood and you assume like down from the, you know, from the CEOs at the top down to like the gaffer or something, that everyone's part of this big Hollywood machine raking in millions. And it's obviously not true. It's like most businesses where like very few, very, very few make a lot of money and most people don't make that much. But this summed it up really well. He wrote, my former landlord was a business affairs executive at Disney. And while I signed my overpriced lease, the motherfucker confessed, you know, I really don't like movies that much. My last studio deal an aeon ago, I was told regarding their insulting offer to take it or leave it, we don't care. I looked up the offending business affairs executive and he was a former divorce attorney. These are assholes that are running the industry, divorce attorneys. Like these are guys in like high positions who like are not creatives. You know what I mean? They're just like bean counters and not the bean that you're getting hooked on. But that I thought that like, you
what
know.
What beans are they counting?
I mean, I think
is it
it's
like
just,
an abacus reference.
I think it's like before that. It's like, you know, like Jack and the Beanstalk. You
pre abacus.
I think you just paid for things, you know, like
with beans.
Yeah,
Jack and the Beanstalk.
I think
yeah.
it's like a currency, like a famous fable, if you will. Mm. But that summed it up to me very well about like, you know, the disdain. And I don't know. It seems like a lot of people know now, for better or for worse, we're living in a world now where like normal people speak about like box office projections like they do football teams winning. It's really interesting.
Yeah,
like,
it really feels
it's truly
like
democratized, and I don't know if that's
a
good thing. I don't know if it's
first
a,
and foremost sometimes. You
yeah,
know,
like, and we're yeah. so privy to that information too. Like we've seen the implosion of streaming 10 years ago when creatives were like, this is great, I can tell the rest of development however I want, and like I still think that era was,
we don't even need all the actors in the same
yeah
era.
And it was like pretty exciting when they were free of limitations and yeah. But now they are operating for all intents and purposes as like worse versions of cable TV,
and
where
they
just
and
they like delete shows
and they rewrote the rules of like how they have to pay everybody
totally.
And like
yeah. residuals yeah. and stuff, and it makes a lot of sense, and it seems like, you know, that the small price to pay is not getting stuff maybe this time next year or year after. But yeah, it is what it is.
So there's a couple of content creators that also like, I guess like became the level of content creators where they got asked to be voice roles or have bit parts in movies. So technically they're on the way to becoming potentially, isn't it? If you have like 2 to 3 roles in a movie, you actually have to join.
I think you have to join SAG.
Screen Actors
yeah.
Guild. And one of them, of course, is the beloved...
Is it PAG, Podcast Guild?
No, okay. I don't think so.
We should start
we should
that.
Start it? Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, I think we just did. You, me, Kevin Smith, Joe Rogan.
The Serial guys.
The guy from Serials.
Ricky Gervais.
Rick Gervais, as he's known professionally.
But, so yeah, obviously the beloved content creator, Soups.
Someone who is not a guy of the year, but someone, a guy we do keep a keen interest on.
We've got a lot of people watching his every move, and
we've got shooters on Scoops, don't we?
So all of his content revolves around hyping you up for the
talking
for
about
the next,
Blue Beetle or yeah. the Flash, and just like straight up dog shit content.
Just he pretty much like his every video
he's
is
part
like
of the machine.
The rumor that this actor is going to make a cameo in this upcoming superhero
yeah, and
movie.
He probably thinks he's like, you know, on Bob Iger's Rolodex, but he is like small fish, but he's still like in his own world. You know what I mean? Like he yeah. probably thinks like, man, I'm a big deal. This is crazy. I'm fucking Soups.
So a lot of movie content creators are not making movie content at the moment.
Revealing that they also, what part of the strike is, you know, no promotion. Actors aren't promoting films. Yep. Like famously the London premiere, I think, of Oppenheimer halfway through or during the people got out and left.
Post red carpet, yeah.
Yeah.
They Emily just, Blunt and Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, they blunted out of there real fast and no promo to it. So, which is makes a lot of sense now why Tom Cruise was going around the world
yeah,
in 8 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was getting it out.
To every capital city.
I hope he's okay.
What is he doing now?
That's what I mean. If he's not making movies.
He can't make movies or talk about movies.
That's all he does yeah. for the last 25 years since he divorced was divorced from Nicole Kidman.
I feel like yeah, like Mission Impossible and Barbie had the most promo I've ever seen.
I think everyone knew it was coming, and that's why they'll probably like
just
let's rush this out now. Yeah.
And then meanwhile, someone at Disney was like, "Oh fuck!" They just realized now we can't do anything to promote the Marvels. Quick, leak the shittiest shots you've ever seen to promote it today. Did you see them?
Of course,
I
sent them to
all
you.
All so bad.
Yeah, it looks like a Disney Plus show.
I mean, it kind of may as well be. Like,
three of the characters.
Two of the three leads.
No, and Samuel Jackson.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. He's in this one, is he? Right?
Wars. No, Invasion.
I sent you the script, the clip of last week's, the ending of last week's episode.
It just
of
shows
Invasion.
The same shot twice.
He reacts. Bro, that show, $212 million they spent on Secret Invasion.
What is the new Gareth Edwards movie? The Rescue?
I don't know. What's it?
There's something, the guy that did Rogue One, have you seen the trailer
for
his new film?
No.
Looks amazing. Everyone's like, this was $85 million and it looks so much better than like Flash, Secret Invasion, all this stuff. And it's like, it's got to be money laundering at this point, right?
What's so funny
that
to me.
Called. Dude, it looks phenomenal. It's
and,
got, John.
And totally scary to me as well is that, the new sci-fi movie.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's The Something.
Yeah. Is it The Creator?
The Creator. Yep.
Looks phenomenal. And it costs like literally a quarter almost of Secret Invasion, which looks like, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
it looks
like AI made most of it because they actually used AI.
Did you see that shot
AI.
I sent you where it just had army guys in the background doing nothing? Like they just looped extras. It's like so depressing.
And like every time I tune in, you know, watch a little bit of the episode, it just seems so boring.
I haven't watched it past episode one.
Well, they just keep killing the big actors in this
series. Oops. Yeah. And then they're all going to be like
scroll versions.
Like how fucking good is the poster?
for the creator. Yeah, that's excellent.
It just looks like an art book you'd see at Kinokuniya or something.
Who's putting that shit out?
Fox, I think.
So Disney.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Fox via Disney, but it costs like 80 million.
Yeah, pittance.
Pittance, and it looks like a huge budget sci-fi film. Like, it looks fantastic.
But it's crazy. I feel like we are like currently, you know, towards the end of the most like creatively bankrupt superhero era, and the strikes just started. It's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah.
They like, Disney are going to start making movies without writers.
Oh, they're going to make movies without...
Without any, actors, too.
Yeah, without anything. Yeah, they're going to use those soldiers from the background. That's going to be the phase 5 of Marvel. Kevin Feige is going to be on stage announcing, like, background scrolls our new movie. It's actually the new phase. I mean, look, we could spend hours talking about... It just feels like that ship sunk. I mean, I know it's going to make... Some
dude, did you see that they're like saying? Jonathan, so the Flash has ended its theatrical run pretty much.
And it's made lower money than the Green Lantern, which was Warner Brothers' biggest bomb of comic books.
To the point where we haven't seen that character in anything.
To the point where Man of Steel was a hard reboot for this new series. You know?
The Flash has done worse than that.
That's insane. And that movie has fucking Michael Keaton that everyone thought, like, because No Way Home worked, that people... But, I think they realize that the only people that like Michael Keaton Batman or feel anything are like 45-year-old men, which is fine.
But just make a Batman movie with him in it.
They've made two great ones.
Batman Returns.
They've just already made them though, you know? Like, and but I don't want to talk about that guy because too much spaghetti.
It's wild as shit though that like it hit streaming and, well, not streaming, it hit digital, and within seconds people uploaded the horrible... Mm. Like, you know,
the stuff that like fans were defending it, being like, oh no, this is phone footage. Like, it looks better.
It looks so much worse. It actually looks worse.
Yeah, yeah. Because
when you're not seeing it on the big screen, it looks even worse.
The imperfections. And there's
everyone just looks like PS3 characters. Like,
and that's like putting it, that's like a bad PS3 game. That's a shovelware title.
Like, Nicolas Cage, who is an actor who is still alive.
And like, looks great considering how old he is, and the
I know, but why the fuck didn't they just get him to be in it?
It's like absurd. And then you hear rumors that he was there, and you're like, he wasn't. He may have been in the room while they were like showing him.
They may have phoned him.
It's insane. That movie is absolutely insane that it exists and that it costs that much money. Like, I sent to you, I think it was an article from 10 years ago, and Steven Spielberg's like, it's going to take a few, like $250 million, which at the time was like unspeakable for a budget, now unfortunately is like every movie. He's like, it's going to take like 4 or 6 bombs and the film industry is going to implode. He's like, 4 or 6 250 million bombs in a row and the film industry has to change because of that. And
I mean, I would love it.
He called it 10 years ago.
If we just see all the budgets just drop dramatically.
That's what we need.
Like, you know, $40 million movies, $80 million
movies. Oh, it'd
be great
if like the creator or something that's like a big budget film, like $80 million, you know what I mean?
Yeah
it's insane that it just feels like money laundering at this point.
And then because they're so terrified about these enormous budgets not being made back, they have to be these enormous appeal to everybody, but in doing so appeals to nobody in particular.
The more you appeal to everybody, the less vision or like creativity of film has. Like,
feel targeted.
It's not targeted at all.
Honing
it's,
in on anything that
And we've
good
seen
at.
That, like, you know, Disney are great at this, especially with Marvel and stuff, where they film multiple scenes for multiple regions and, you know, have like green screens in place of sets so they can be like, oh, we'll change that after we focus test that. You know what I mean? It's just like absolutely no vision,
He died. They killed him.
He dead.
Yeah.
White Vision alive, maybe. I forget. I don't know what happened in
Fuck,
that
it's show. So insane how much, like...
Think of how much plot has happened,
dude,
in that.
The Marvels, the homework that, like, the amount of explanation they're going
to
need to do.
You're going to have to watch Ms. Marvel, WandaVision, Secret Invasion, presumably, and whatever movies Captain Marvel was
The
in.
Character that, is her name Monica Rambeau? Is it the name of the
I think
character?
So.
But her, Marsha. But her... Her superhero name is Photon.
Which I have no idea.
I don't remember her ever being called that. What are her powers?
I would call her walking through a wall twice. Girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the power is that she went through a barrier twice and
it's
got
insane. It's going to be my favorite origin. In
so bad.
Just she walked through a red thing twice. I was like, damn, I'm super now. And then Nick Fury sent a scroll down to be like, he wants to see you. Remember?
Yeah. And we haven't seen her since.
No. Like, so many people are going to be watching this movie being like, who the fuck is that?
Do you remember how many cool moments there were in that series, though?
Yeah, in the first 6 episodes.
But, like, when we first met that character, when we saw her get, like, blipped back in the hospital.
Awesome.
And yeah.
That series, inspired. Honestly, turned for me. I never got it. And I was like, oh, no, they're orchestrating a meme. Was the Agatha All Along.
Yeah.
When that song thing happened, I was like, okay, this is turned now.
Who's
I was like,
that?
I was like, it's now become like...
Who's that teabagging everyone?
Like a gifable thing. And yeah. I'm like, cool.
It's just her dunking nuts in Scarlet.
In my face. Yeah. What a silly thing.
I can't wait to buy you multiples of the newly announced Agatha Lego minifigure.
Oh, is there one?
They're making a second series of Marvel ones, and it's almost all... It's like a bunch of streaming characters and then a bunch of X-Men.
Which we won't see on screen now for at least 10 years, probably, given...
Man.
Given a...
Fuck. What a insane bag fumble. Kevin, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, you're not...
Man, the downfall, not just in terms of quality, because it was arguably always pretty spotty, but there was a great streak, as we know. But the public downfall from Endgame on was just, like, spectacular. I mean, having said that, No Way Home is, like, I think, like, the sixth highest grossing movie of all time. That's the only one where it's
and, you know, it
impacted
came out,
the culture.
It was the first movie during COVID. We kind of didn't talk about the we're so back moment
that was it.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
That was it. And that was, like, a movie for the culture, because the best thing about No Way Home was you didn't really have to watch any MCU films for it to work.
It was kind of, and it was like, hey, remember your friends, the superheroes?
Yeah, but also it was like, you didn't have to go with, like, 32 movies under your belt. You know what I mean? It was just like... Do you remember the other Spider-Man? It's that. Or remember how you saw Into the Spider-Verse and were like, imagine if that was real life. We did that. Like, and that was like but everything it's been fucking dog shit. Remember Wakanda Forever was supposed to be a moment? And I say that in air quotes.
Yeah.
That was absolutely abysmal. It was like a bizarre backdoor pilot for Ironheart or something.
They just, it is so fucking strange to think about.
We are more aware that it is just content and they are more intent on making just content. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like. And it's like, back in the day, you know, there were films first, not back in the day, but you know, with John Favreau with the first Iron Man and stuff. It felt like a film. It was like
Thor, the Dark World. Incredible piece of
but,
cinema.
You know, like early stuff, it was like movie and then like, hey, these guys kind of know each other, whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's there's no innovation. There's no like,
it looks like shit.
There's no like room to improvise. It seems it's just like boom, boom, boom.
But like Disney's had a fucking weird, like bad year. Like all their movies have like,
has it tanked or
done below like expectations? Like
below expectations.
Guardians 3, I think has done worse box office than Guardians 2.
Yeah. Indy didn't make what they thought it was going to make, which was, I always thought was the case. Indiana Jones is nowhere near the cultural like thing as like Star Wars or Harry Potter. You know what I mean? It always seems like an older person.
But then you have like Marvel's is their next big movie and they can't even have these actors do any press around
eating pizza at the press.
I know, exactly.
They can't talk about how much they like
Brie
pizza.
Larson's she's on a pizza strike.
Domino's is hemorrhaging money now. They're like, we got our biggest pizza lover. Yeah, it is insane to see. And I mean, like, I hope everyone gets what they want.
Except the CEOs.
Well, no, I mean the people striking. Like, it's such a bummer. And it's like, just pay people what they're worth.
Or at least, like, negotiate with them.
Yeah, that, I saw that list go out where they're like, we are not negotiating this. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Abysmal.
And it's like these guys that got paid hundreds of millions of dollars, like their own personal salary, saying that, like, these small increases in pay are unrealistic.
Yeah, it's fucked. Unfortunately, it's so not unique to any business, but...
Also, the way CEOs are paid in America is so obscene compared to the rest of the world. Like, they release, like, the difference in... salaries for the CEO of Activision versus Miyamoto for Nintendo, and it's like a difference of like, I feel like it's like 300 million versus like 6 million.
It's insane. I've been listening to a series and reading a bunch about Studio Ghibli at the moment. Yeah, just like
Miyazaki's just released his final movie,
The Boy and the Heron / How Do You Live.
Incredible name. But yeah, I mean, it's not a bad name, The Boy and the Heron.
No, and also like, you know, I remember when it was first announced and it was like, you have the rights to this book, How Do You Live? And then it's his famous like coming of age book from Japan, a novel that he read as a child.
Right.
It's very famous, like published in the 30s. Then it later became, it's inspired by it, to the point now where it's got a different title. But I believe, and I know nothing about this, so I believe the actual book is in the movie, like it's a plot device.
Yeah, I know nothing about this movie. I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to watch a single trailer. Nothing. Like I know, I've seen that cool, that cute little character.
Yeah, the bird or something, the pelican, or the heron. Know,
yeah, the heron, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's you know.
I hope it gets announced here soon.
Apparently, this year.
I told you that there's a new company, an anime distributor in Australia, who are doing the Slam Dunk movie here. Slam Dunk news next week. I'm lending Angus the full series of
I'm
manga.
So excited.
But Toei Animation. Putting HD episodes of the anime on YouTube.
I saw that.
Dude, I watched the first episode today. It is such a fucking vibe. Why is 90s anime so gorgeous?
It's just, you know, like before they were doing CG anime. Like CD
the sickest opening. Yeah, it's like the first like 10 seconds of just every cast member dunking. And then like this sick guitar riff starts. The colors are so good.
Ghibli, they're part of the rules. Like I'm going to paraphrase this, but Miyamoto was so reticent for so long to have merchandise because he didn't want to. He's like, the company shouldn't make over this amount of money a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they cap their merchandise every year at like how much they can sell.
I mean, I don't think they do that anymore.
No, they do.
That shit is everywhere.
It's ballooned,
in Japan,
obviously,
though,
from previous years and stuff, but there's like a cap. It's like, we can only. Well, no, there wasn't. They have to balloon it now because remember they went out of business a few years ago?
Right, yeah, of course.
But yeah, you know, and that's just. I'm obviously like butchering the business behind it, but he was basically like, we are owned by us. We are our own studio. Therefore, like, we only need to earn this much. And he likes his small house. He likes walking to work. He's just like...
He likes his amusement parks to have no fun rides.
There's no rides.
He's just come and take photos with the characters.
Yeah, which I think's like, to have rides at a Ghibli park would be like...
No, that'd be so sick. Are you kidding?
Not for him. It's not him.
Okay.
He's an artist. Like, he's a quiet guy who like, you know, ruminates on life and
I hope like when he dies, his son takes over and makes rides, but only based on his movies.
Which no one goes to.
Like that weird, the one that everyone hated except me. No, it was the one that came out a couple, it was like a really short movie.
Oh, Earwig and the Witch.
I loved that.
I saw
people fucking hated it. I really liked it.
It's one of the lowest, it is the lowest
Yeah, people were like, it's like a genuinely bad movie.
And it looks disgusting, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you get used to it pretty fast. It has like one of the most spectacular loud scenes I've ever seen in a movie, and for
that's
that,
so
I respect
I'm gonna,
it forever.
I'm rewatching them all on Netflix, all not just
dude.
Netflix
took down the Castle of Cagliostro.
Yeah, they don't have the rights to so that. It's not a Ghibli movie.
Well, I got it on Blu-ray, baby.
So do I, right there
on that big box set.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch them all before I head on over. But yeah, just like completely different company, like moral, like let's make product and. Let's not charge ourselves millions a year.
Yeah, it's so refreshing.
Pay
and to, like to put the movie out without all the speculation, like no bullshit.
Well, yeah, it's been so refreshing. Like this is what ties back to The Boy and the Heron as being the only thing they've released is a poster, literally. And it's like, for all intents and purposes, it looks like a draft watercolor of a character from the film.
And oh, dude, if Disney owned Ghibli, it'd be like, oh, this summer it's Totoro University.
No, totally.
You know, Totoro goes back
voiced
to school.
Voiced by like...
John Lasseter
yeah. And like all the gang. Yeah.
James Corden is...
Having said what we said before, though, apparently Elemental's made a lot more money than anyone counted on it. It's
yeah,
been like
it's
overseas.
Like enormous in Korea.
Yeah, it's been an overseas. Is that because it like deals with like stuff that I guess is very...
I think it just is like a solid animated movie. And
still
I still
want to watch it.
Yeah, I liked it. Like, it's not groundbreaking and like, you know, it's still like a mid-tier Pixar.
But it's not like...
Mid-tier Pixar is still like a lot of fun. Yeah.
Mid-tier Pixar is better than like most films. Yeah.
It hits the familiar notes and like the... overt, annoying, modern Disney references aren't as prevalent as they are.
So Lin-Manuel Miranda is far away from it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. In fact, it's really crazy. I listen to the Korean Top 100 a lot, and it's almost always like pure K-pop the whole way through, certainly Top 20. But yeah, the song from Elemental, which is a dog shit song.
Who sings it?
Someone called like, it's like L-U-A-N or something. And
yeah,
it's,
wow.
And it's... That's been in like number 3 in the top 10 for like a month.
That's very funny.
That's how big Elemental is there.
That's so weird.
Have you heard the new New Jeans songs?
Yes.
Watch the clip where it's like a Powerpuff Girls.
Yes, I have.
Tribute, bro. That's so
I went in a
great.
Rabbit hole looking at international McDonald's meals because they have a Thai meal at the moment, I think.
One of my favorite J-pop stars, Anor, she just did a song for McDonald's, complete with her going ba da ba 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 at the end, and she has one of the most insane sounding voices.
Well, New Jeans is essentially a Australian band. If you look at
one of the members from Newcastle.
One's from Newcastle. The other grew up here for a bit. The Vietnamese one.
Oh, cool.
There's a Vietnamese and a half Korean and
both. It's like, yeah, well, the two
of the three are Australian.
The boy group Stray Kids has two Australian members too.
I mean,
and they like, you hear their Australian accent sometimes in the songs. That's tight. But yeah, the New Jeans put out two songs.
I heard the one with Nicki Minaj. No, not Nicki Minaj. Who? I heard a remix. Someone remixed one of their songs.
I heard the Super Shy, but then they also just put out a song just called New Jeans.
Yeah.
But then
this one,
with the Powerpuff Girls shit, and it's like so well animated. At one point, every different member of New Jeans is represented by a different style of animation.
That's tight.
There's like a CGI one. There's like a throwback. Well, it's the best shit. Super Shy.
It's good shit, isn't it?
It's like that. It's like from it's really from good production music. Point of view. It's like incredible pop
it's
production.
Really good. I'm like I really vibe on it.
It's like taking the right cues from other artists.
Yeah.
While sounding entirely its own thing, I love it.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Barbie soundtrack before we talk about the Barbie movie?
It wasn't great. I didn't like that opening song when she's like waking up and stuff.
Oh, I thought that was okay. The Lizzo stuff.
Oh, was that Lizzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that.
That was Star Wars' own Lizzo.
Splendor in the Grass' own Lizzo.
Is she performing this year?
Yeah, she's like playing one of the nights.
I did a tweet about it, but I was talking to you about it too. How fucking cool would it be if Splendor in the Grass, the music festival, just one day they just decide, you know what? No one's performing today. And we're going to screen Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, then Barbie, then Oppenheimer.
I mean, you could do that this weekend.
Yeah, but not in an enormous amphitheater.
Yeah, it'd be full of... If it's a splendid crowd, though, that'd be full
of...
Like,
yeah, everyone's standing up for 10 hours watching a movie.
Dog shit people.
I kind of would love to see all three of those movies in one weekend. Like, maybe not the same day. It might be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped thinking about Mission Impossible.
Oh, neither have I.
But also, I knew Barbie was going to be good, but like,
it's really good.
It's really fucking
good. I really had a ball at Barbie.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the music from Barbie before we?
I was I liked the Billie Eilish song.
Oh, that's a fantastic song. That's like I like when Billie does ballad Billie. Like I love When the Party's Over off that first album.
Incredible. I like the song. Charlie XCX song as well. I thought that was...
Oh, yeah. The Dua song's really fine. Well.
Dua Lipa one, yeah.
Dua Lipa one's good.
Maybe that's the song I was thinking of. Does Charlie have one too? Yeah, when they're escaping. Yeah, I think that's the Charlie XCX song. But the Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice song. I like Nicki on it.
Crass.
But Ice Spice just has the same flow on every single...
Barbie Girl. The Barbie Girl one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that at the credits or something? Or no?
Yeah, it's actually in the movie. But yeah, the Ice Spice flow just makes me feel old.
And I read someone else...
It's important that every month a new artist comes out that makes you feel old, I think.
Oh, I mean, that's the beauty of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't understand things. Like, I'm still like, why does she wear that wig? And I'm like, that's why I'm...
Is it a wig?
Yeah, she doesn't have like curly red hair.
Right.
That's like a wig. I'm like 99%.
You can curl your hair.
I have curly hair. I know you can.
Yeah.
I know for a fact.
You curl your hair.
I think that's why I can pick it out.
That's what I think about you. Why is he wearing that wig?
That's why I pick it out. I'm like, and that's how I know I'm old, because I'm like, why is she wearing that wig? Where there's like just kids in the street looking like Ronald McDonald, like trying to be like her, you know?
Yeah, I liked the first song, Munch. That song rules. But everything since then. Oh, no. And I also like a song with
Pink Panthers.
I think that's a fucking banger. I was about to say,
that's an amazing...
But everything else is like...
That Pink Panthers song.
Little my baddie. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I watched an episode of Snoop Dogg's streaming show when he was complaining about all the Migos songs sounding the same. And I disagreed with that fervently. So I feel like a lot of people are disagreeing with me right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'd love to hear Snoop complain about that.
Oh, it's so funny. He's like, memina, 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 memina. Shut the fuck up.
I saw him today speaking on the strikes. He was amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's just like, he's somewhere else. And he's like, look, I'm not going off script at the moment. But he's like, it's ridiculous what's going on. And he like breaks it down so well. He's like, man, back in my day, you know, I'd sell a million copies of a CD that's $9.99. That's $9 million. It would be split. You know, I knew what I was getting. He's like, these people, you know, people are watching hundreds of thousands of hours of their stuff. Where's that money? Like, who calculates that?
Oh, yeah, it sucks that streaming services aren't transparent about it.
Not transparent.
That people just be like, yeah, Red Notice is the most watched movie of all time.
You're like, how do you know?
Yeah, no one knows what even happens in that movie.
And yeah, I was reading a great article. Someone I saw share online saying like, oh, here's a good way to understand like why people are striking. And I think, was it Gravity Falls? Was that a Alex show that Borstein. Was just deleted or...
Yeah, I mean...
No, another one. Infinity Train, maybe?
Is that gone, is it? Yeah, that show is so good.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
Same with Close Enough, the adult show that the regular show guy made that was on...
I think it was about Infinity HBO Train, Max and they were just like, oh, yeah, like, it doesn't exist. The creator was like, yeah, I can't. It's not on Max
and
anymore.
Disney are apparently about to delete a whole bunch more shit.
Yeah, they're just like, it doesn't exist. You can't watch this. And it's just like, it goes against the whole thing where that was like the promise of streaming was like, you know, a Spotify, Apple Music or Wikipedia where it's like, it will encyclopedia like content. Remember that ridiculous episode we did where we wrote out like every title?
Dude, I sold a bunch of my Disney Blu-rays. And now it's like, fuck, do I need to buy back like
probably
Incredibles?
They're probably just
going to
delete them all.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane that something that is zeros and ones and digital and tangible can be like gatekept, but I guess that's what streaming is.
It sucks. That's such a fucking awful like reality.
Yeah, it's grim as hell.
Yeah.
And the good news is it's just one company probably owning it all.
Yeah. Well, I saw that rumors are that Apple? Bob Iger's gonna sell Disney
to Apple. Did you see that?
I heard that they're trying to sell ESPN and possibly ABC.
There is a huge thing from like, I think it was Wall Street Journal, one of the main one of them was like the big rumor is like wants to sell it to Apple.
Who the fuck is going to buy Disney?
Because Apple can. They have like
what
billions.
Price is that? I know, but it's. I feel like it's like that'll be like the first $1 trillion deal, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do, you know, Steve Jobs and George Lucas kind of ushered in Pixar. It's very funny that it goes back to.
There's no way Apple buy Disney. That's
no. If Apple buys anything
who would let them? Do
I think
that?
It'd be like ESPN, and they'd put it on Apple TV Plus and make it like a. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I see.
The ESPN isn't actually like a good value proposition because you have to buy all the games from.
I'm sure they'll do that and be like, yeah. Now you need Apple TV to watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That makes sense. But I mean, like, I don't understand. Why would they sell Disney?
If you like watching the Spurs game, you'll love Silo.
Why would they
season
sell
two.
You'll
love
though.
C.
Are they just losing that much money?
I don't know. I feel like it's just like people are like, shit, we can't talk about movies.
I don't even know what it means. I actually don't know what that means.
And now a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I don't know if we finished this thought that we started 25 minutes ago. Soups.
Oh yeah.
Because he can't make movie content, he's just started putting out videos where he ranked his top 10 favorite chairs.
Now is he being like ironic? I don't think he's clever enough to be ironic.
He knows. Does he know?
Yeah.
He ranked his top 10 favorite cups, and then closely followed by his top 10 favorite straws.
Yeah. He has to be like,
I don't know, man. It's a weird time, man. And like the I can't stop thinking about, like, obviously I'm thinking about that everyone that I respect in the industry, actors, writers, they get what they deserve. But also it's so weird knowing that like three movies that were like end of part one, part two coming next year.
That ain't happening.
Mission Impossible felt like the only sure thing. And I don't think we're even getting that next year.
Or at least not June next year.
I reckon not next year at all.
Well, apparently president of movies, Tom Cruise, is like pleading to to all these executives. He's the one that he's like the face.
I heard that like the earliest that this strike would end is like
September, October.
But other people are saying December.
I mean, I just hope Tom's okay.
Yeah. Fran,
obviously,
check in on
obviously
Tom.
I worry about the people who aren't multimillionaires and producing very successful movies, but on a you know, on a visceral level, I am very worried about the safety of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Because like if Chris McQuarrie's not there while he's doing stunts, is he gonna live? You
well,
know
Chris
what I mean?
McQuarrie's allowed to work. He's allowed to edit.
Oh, he's allowed to edit, is he?
You know, oh, I mean, I guess you're allowed to work on the what you've already shot. You just can't
sure.
shoot actors doing new things. Or...
I'm just worried for Tom.
Yeah.
He's going to be so bored.
If you're a writer, can you direct?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. These are questions that are too big for
Well, I'm not even going to speculate because I know we'll probably be wrong. And
yeah, totally.
Soups will probably get us sued or something.
So, all right. The main event of the week is Barbenheimer.
It is.
First time I've ever said that.
It feels really dirty to say out loud, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's only okay to use it in a hashtag on a TikTok.
Barbie, Warner Brothers production, and Oppenheimer, a Universal production.
So I keep thinking it's Warner Brothers too because Nolan used to be exclusive to Warner.
He got upset when
because
they
of streaming.
Released Tenet and wanted to put it out of streaming at a particular time, and he wanted a particular day.
Oh, I thought also because they put all those movies straight to streaming.
And it was that
Max.
As well.
Yeah,
and
right.
So he left, and it's like him. It's always like him, Spielberg, Tarantino, PTA, all these guys that are like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
Like, let us cook. And the good thing is like Oppenheimer is like just proof of like, oh yeah, like listen to this person.
So who released Oppenheimer again?
It's Universal. It's his first non... Warner Brothers film since Memento.
Crazy.
So he's made like what's that? That's like
eight.
Insomnia, Batman Begins, The Prestige, The Dark Knight, Inception, Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar,
Dunkirk,
Tenet, and
wow.
He made like every movie with Warner Brothers. He basically had like blank check with them, and like one of the only directors I can think of who had like a major studio deal, like old school style, where a director would, you know, not have to like shop around, but be like,
yeah,
what do
sure.
you want is your next project? Because he just raked like just I all those other comic book movies we're talking about. I just thought about the Dark Knight trilogy for a minute then, and he just like, how did that happen? And it shouldn't be the case. It should have been like, you know, something that empowered other people. But it's funny, I've seen him doing a lot of press for Oppenheimer this week, and that someone asked him like, would you ever do a comic book movie? He's like, no. He's like, no, I did that. Like,
Tenet is a comic book movie.
But also like, why would he, like they made like a superhero movie.
Yeah, but again. I know, yeah. Totally.
But he's just like, no, like, not Tenet is, like Batman trilogy.
My favorite superhero is the protagonist.
He's just like, why would I do that? Like, I defined them.
Yeah.
I made them like really good and no one's doing that
and
shit.
And then Warner pissed all over the trilogy.
So hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Christian Bale's refused to return as a cameo
Which
in The
rocks.
Flash. Of course, how good is that? Yeah. Wait, what were we saying? Barbie.
So yeah, I mean, obviously we should both talk about Barbie.
Yeah,
we'll go full spoilers
we'll do a
for
spoiler
it later,
and then next week we'll do Oppenheimer.
Yeah, but tell me a little bit about your immediate thoughts after seeing Oppenheimer.
I think it could be Best Picture winner.
Wow.
I think it's Chris Nolan doing his most like, it's like the opposite of Tenet, not in a bad way, or like
is it just
I love
a lot
Tenet.
Easier to follow?
No, you know? Not really. It still has it plays with it's like Dunkirk in that sense. No, it's like any of his movies where scenes are shown, like Batman Begins is shown out of order, you know, like
sure
it's shown out of order, but that's just expected. Like he does not do linear. It's Christopher Nolan doing a biopic, which is like that as if that was ever going to be straight. The funny thing is though, it's like 90% just people talking in rooms, and I think like the whole movie shot on IMAX, and I was like, that rules so much. Like there's barely action in it, there's barely stuff, like it's all it's very very similar to The Social Network.
Right.
Which I also think was robbed and should have been Best Picture winner that year. Like it is about a person, people around them. This thing, it's very similar. Brilliant. Everybody just hits it out of the park.
I've been seeing a lot of great things said about De Niro. Not De Niro. Fucking
Downey Jr.
Downey Jr.
Incredible. I think Best Supporting Actor win.
Wow.
That's my prediction. He's incredible in it. so good.
Because he's in such a small part of the trailer. I was wondering how big his role is.
It's pretty
big.
Yeah, cool. It's very big. And it's just so good because you're like, oh yeah, he is such a good actor. And we've kind of forgotten because he's wearing AC/DC shirts and has a goatee and going like...
Underoos!
Going like this when he's talking. Yeah. And it just like has been on autopilot for 10 years. Made a lot of money in the process. But you're just like, oh my God, he is such a fantastic actor.
Like, for as like, you know, easy to make fun of as his Iron Man is, such a definitive take on the character.
Like, yeah, it'll forever be the definitive take on Iron Man. Like, there's going to be no one playing Iron Man again anytime soon. Like, that is very big shoes to fill besides a teenage black girl. But other than that, there's no one playing there's no one playing Iron Man again anytime soon.
This bubbly water just gave me hiccups.
I don't trust myself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it could be Best Picture and Best Director because
has he ever won?
No,
either of those.
No, I think this could be it, and I do think he's probably deserved it before. But this is easily, like, it's his least fantastical movie by far,
right?
By absolute far. I mean, the last time he's made a movie that's not as fantastical is like Dunkirk, and I think that was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah,
but I didn't think it was
I've been alarmed. Being online this week and seeing a lot of people saying that Dunkirk is his worst movie, which is
I don't understand that
crazy
at all.
To me.
And it's like an impeccable action film.
Yeah,
brilliantly done. Similar to Dunkirk, this movie is in a lot of parts.
Like, I'll accept people's criticisms of Dark Knight Rises, a movie which I love, but I like agree that it is
most flawed and of that trilogy by far. And but I also
but
just
it has
love
my favorite performance of all time in it.
Tom Hardy,
yeah,
just incredible. Who smokes it. Absolutely. And has like some of the best scenes of the whole saga in that movie.
Yep.
The sewer fight with Bane, with the back breaking, Bruce climbing out of the pit. Just one of the, doing that leap of fucking chills down your spine. Shit.
The helicopter scene, what is that flying vehicle that Bane?
Oh yeah.
What is that? That's like, I reckon my favorite Nolan scene full stuff.
Which one?
Well, yeah, like the
opening scene.
The opening scene,
of course,
yeah.
The two planes. Yeah,
two planes.
Yeah. And the just ladder up.
Like, what? The flying contraption. You're like, oh, yeah, the plane?
No, he has like the bat plane. Remember, I thought you meant that. There's that great scene where it gets revealed, like all the lights are up.
Yeah, true.
And also the fucking ladder up bit, you know, with the flare.
Yep.
Just like, oh, man, I'm very dutiful.
Also, Michael Caine just saying the words Fernet Branca as well.
Branca. And the greatest ending to a superhero movie ever.
The size of a tangerine.
Just like retires and that's fine. And
yeah, yeah.
They just go their way and it's brilliant. It's beautiful. And such a good ending.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's, or should we say
Robin? Yeah.
Stupidest line in a movie ever.
Stupid as hell.
And I loved it.
But also, like, that's how you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't try to make it one-to-one.
And then you never follow up on it, ever.
It's not, and that is the whole point of that trilogy. Like, on the plane,
when he throws
on the way
away.
Home from Tibet or wherever he's training, he's like, I need to make someone who's an idea. Like a simple, and that's exactly what that is. But this isn't a deep dive in that, but it is very straightforward. It is an American historical figure, which we know they love.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it could be Best Picture.
That's sick.
Sound design is fucking crazy. Ludwig does the score again after Tenet. Friendship ended with Hans Zimmer. Now Ludwig is my best friend.
So no.
No.
In the trailer, there's a little bit of that going on.
I think it's
like it starts just like, huh.
It's more like bomb-y.
Okay. Yeah.
Brilliant. It's fantastic. Great performances.
I'm so hyped for it, man. How was the premiere?
It was great. Yeah, yeah. The funnily enough, the visual effects, the man who won the best visual effects for Tenet and has always been like Chris Nolan's visual effects head was there. He opened it because he's in town doing Furiosa.
Oh, sick.
And he's just like, yes, a lot of articles out this week saying there's no visual effects in this movie. He's like, not true. He's like, I am the charge. He's like, there's no computer generated effects, but he's like, there are a lot of visual effects in this movie.
A lot of shit blowing up.
Yeah. And it just shows once again that, like, you know, that Hollywood Reporter Entertainment Tonight or Entertainment Weekly era of new reporting is just like clickbait dog shit.
Yeah.
Like full of visual effects. But yeah, it's so good. I didn't notice the length. It's like 3 hours. It's a movie that I was just like hooked on from beginning. And yeah, I think it is very straightforward, but it reminds me so much the whole time I'm watching it. I was just like, oh man, this is like doing a double. It's very similar to The Wind Rises. Have you seen that?
The Miyazaki movie. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So, you know, it's about the guy who like in the Miyazaki one isn't like as factual as Oppenheimer. It takes parts of this true story, but it's about a man who, you know, loves planes and flying and wants to design planes, and he can't fly as a pilot. I think he has poor eyesight or something, or doesn't pass the test, and so he becomes like a plane engineer. And then his planes are used to be the Zero fighters that the Japanese Air Force used in World War II. So it's this whole like moral conundrum of like, I've created what I, you know, I've used my talent to create this beautiful thing, but it's been taken and being used to be a dreadful thing.
Yep.
Very similar movie to this, like two very big, like,
sounds very similar to The Eternals as well.
It's very similar to The Eternals because I mean, I kind of see Oppenheimer as a prequel to The Eternals.
Yep, right.
I was expecting
Iron Man's in it.
Well, no, I was expecting the gay black one to show up and at
Fastos.
The end, Fastos to test the bomb in Hiroshima.
Yep.
Or the scene where he gives Oppenheimer, isn't he the one that like comes up with the technology or something? Or
yeah, or like shares the technology that then gets turned into a bomb.
How does he do that? How on earth does he do that? How does he share that technology? Like,
yeah.
How does he share that you can like split atoms?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fucking insane. Great movie. Benny Safdie, fantastic. Oh, so good to see Alden Ehrenreich. Always screw up his name. Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
So
Han Solo
good.
Jr.
I was just watching being like, I wish that guy was, I hope his career, and it's not because he's in this, but I was like, I'm so glad this guy has a career. Like, yeah. He is such a good actor. Everyone, it's like, it's, dude, Josh Hartnett is in it.
Hell yeah.
He hasn't been in anything for like 40 years.
Pearl Harbor's own Josh Hartnett.
Yeah. And well, now he's seen both sides.
Great.
You know, he was in Pearl Harbor and now he's helping make the bomb.
Yeah.
It's so good. I obviously can't talk about it much. And
how was the premiere event itself?
It was better than Barbie because it was food.
Did I thought the Barbie one... Did you get a cardboard convertible filled with popcorn and a drink and fairy floss?
No, I didn't. But there were like weird little cakes.
Okay.
And arancini balls.
In the shape of bombs.
Arancini balls and like a variety of drinks. Whereas at Barbie, there was only...
Water or creaming soda.
Yeah.
Or raspberry soda.
It was
soda,
quite crass.
Yeah.
I went like expecting.
Fucking hell, there were a lot of people at that premiere though.
It was, yeah. Same with Oppenheimer.
Really?
Yeah, there was like, they were filled to the brim. They were both like movies.
How many cinemas did they have showing Oppenheimer?
Two.
Yeah, I think they had four.
Three or four for Barbie. Barbie. Yeah, right. Which one were you in?
Cinema one.
I was in two, I think.
Yeah, I just presume you'd be in one because I know that's the best cinema.
Is it?
Yeah, it has like the best sound, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
And one time I was like, should I go in number one or number two? He's like, dude, number one.
Who said that? Me?
No, like the staff.
Oh.
Yeah.
But was he just saying that because maybe he likes the number more? Or?
I mean, I didn't get into it with him, to be honest.
Did he say the sound?
No, he said it like the sound and the screen is bigger.
Oh, I should have gone in there.
Yeah.
Maybe I was in there.
I'll bring the tape measure next time. We'll see.
You bring the tape measure. I'll bring the
decibel
reader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oppenheimer, fantastic. I cannot wait to watch it again. I probably want to watch that again for Barbie, maybe. Just because it is a Nolan movie and it is like quite dense.
Sure.
And it's 90% of guys talking, but dudes rock. You know what I mean?
B wants to come and see it with me, so I might see it twice before we record next week.
Yeah, sick. I might see. I've got Tuesday off.
Solo dolo.
I might go catch Oppenheimer again.
Yeah.
Might just lay back.
So you're saying not a Floppenheimer. Toppenheimer or Sloppenheimer? Sloppy Toppenheimer.
Yeah, it's Sloppy Toppenheimer. It's great. Yeah, it's...
Goo Woppenheimer.
Parts, and I guess this is far more visual than story, but it also reminded me like very visually of There Will Be Blood. Just like sparse, you know, landscape, flame, balls of flame.
Yeah, okay.
Enigmatic actor, you know, man in the leading role. Who isn't that editing that? That's the point. He's kind of like a bit of a wallflower or... Yeah, it's great. It's fascinating. It's so good. I just wish you could... I
know. Well, yeah, we'll get into
it. I also don't want to talk about it that
much.
Yeah,
no, I get it. Yeah.
But I think... I don't know when... It's been great watching these two movies outside of embargo. Because, like, I've not seen the world's takes
yet.
Yeah,
for sure.
I've seen people...
Yeah.
Barbie seems far more divisive than I thought it was.
Oh, really? I've only seen positive things so far.
Yeah, I've seen pretty positive, but I've seen like some divisiveness too.
And particularly from like writers that I respect, written some like awesome takes that like, I have like, I don't know if like, we'll get into it later, but I don't even know if it's a criticism. It's just, it's a weird thing that I wasn't expecting. And a few people have said similar things. So I'm glad to see that.
What
that's just me. We'll get into
there's
it.
There's a black can. Were you really that unprepared for that?
There were two black cans, buddy.
I saluted them every time they were on screen. I can't believe you're so shocked by that.
But I mean, look, we'll do a full Barbie deep dive in Pay Barbie Fans tonight. Spoilers. But like, we both loved it. Like,
yeah, I thought it was fantastic. This, you know, to compare it to how I felt, reminded me very much that feeling after seeing the first Lego movie.
Yes.
Where I was like, and it also really reminded me in terms of comedy and delivery and so of the, you know, other Lord and Miller hit, 21 Jump Street.
Sure.
I found it quite similar. It took this property that is so well known and it equally poked fun at it as much as lovingly paid tribute to it when they played like really well with a great script.
Yeah, and it has one...
Very different to 21 Jump Street.
I think it has one of the best final punchlines in a movie ever.
So good. It's so good.
Yeah. And
it's almost as good as Ezra Miller's tooth falling out. Almost.
Warner, they're two for two.
Yeah. It's almost as good as Please Don't Make Me Laugh at the end of Fallout.
I could not believe how this is from the same studio that gave us The Flash and Shazam 2 Fury of the Gods this year.
I mean, this is what happens when you give an auteur a film, you know?
So, I can't remember. Did she, Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird, and
Little Women.
And Little Women. Mm-hmm. Did she co-write that Noah Baumbach movie?
She co-directed another film.
Okay, right.
So, some people count it in her oeuvre.
Yep.
Some don't. But her, like, was standalone. Was it
Frances Hart or something like that?
No, she just stars in that.
Stars in that
She
one,
may
I'm
have
sure.
screened her, but she's the lead.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they,
I didn't see that one.
And they both wrote this. Script was fantastic.
It's crazy, because, there's not beyond some similarities in actors and maybe themes, Little Women and Lady Bird are very different movies.
Yeah, you know, Lady Bird is a classic indie feeling type of film.
But also is based on a classic piece of literature.
Lady Bird.
Oh, I thought you said Little Women. But
no, I was Lady Bird is feels it is very coming of age, but very modern, naughty sensibility.
It was so much funnier than I was expecting it to be. So it has that in common.
One of
with
Chalamet's greatest performances.
Yep.
And Little Women is quite a grand, but also a realist take on the novel, I think. A naturalist take. I love that movie.
I think if push comes to shove, I'd probably still say Little Women is my favorite Gerwig joint.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to watch them all again. Barbie, I think, was It's so hard for a movie to have this much marketing and this much hype and...
Well, no one really knows what the movie is about.
The best thing about it is, the trailers do not really tell you at all what
there's
it's
about. There's a few
bits...
You
think you know what it's about, but it's not.
My biggest advice to anyone who hasn't seen it yet, obviously don't listen to our spoilers for it if you care about the movie. I think you can spoil this movie. We're going to talk... I think getting in depth... I want to talk about my favorite
joke. The thing with this movie is it's very similar to the Lego movie. It's very similar to Toy Story. It's very similar to... It borrows a lot from the movies of...
That are meta in their own way.
That are meta, but also about what am I? I saw so many Toy Story moments and I guess I honestly think if this movie was made 15 years ago, it probably would have been animated.
Yeah, true.
And it's just so cool that they kind of just... Don't worry about the logic.
I thought that was
the strongest thing with this movie where they didn't go for literal. It was just very conceptual.
My biggest advice is do not watch that video that Warner released last week, which shows a song featuring Ken.
I didn't see any of this.
Me neither. I just heard people talking about it and I was like, cool, I won't watch that.
Same. And I'm so glad we did.
Holy fuck, am I glad I didn't see it beforehand. Anyway, look, we're going to do full Barbie spoilers and our proper review in PayFam
this
week.
Fantastic movie.
It's such a good one, and it's it's such a bummer that the strongest month of cinema is totally brought down by these fuckhead CEOs making conditions so bad for the actors and the writers that both guilds are on strike at the moment. And it sucks that everyone who worked on these movies should be able to just celebrate this, their jobs and the work they did, but they can't because
I just also want to say there is a Snyder Cut joke in this movie.
Dude, I was like, I
couldn't believe that Warner Brothers.
My brain turned off when it was happening because I couldn't believe that it was happening. I don't know if I heard it properly.
It was insane.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Insane. And that's used in a real derogatory term.
Yeah. And it's wild as fuck that Warner let that in and that Mattel let a bunch of things in about their company too. Yeah.
There's something really interesting at how much Mattel were let's try to like be in on the joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe they were like, hey, you can insult our business practices if they insult the Snyder Cut that you released.
Yeah, yeah, it's insane. I was very surprised at how much Mattel allowed, like, well, I'm
let's get it. We'll get into it. Save, yeah, it. Save it, my friend. Because we are about to hit stop on Hey Fam and start on Pay Fam. You can hear a whole new episode of Hey Fam every single week. We call it Pay Fam. You can access it at patreon.com/HeyFam. Plus, you can get access to our very, very great Discord community.
Some are calling it the best one.
Some people out there.
I've heard this. And a lot of people saying one of the best.
And of course, we've got channels for Oppenheimer, Barbie, Mission Impossible still kicking. So come and join us over at patreon.com/heyfam.
MIA is popping with just people watching it for 3 or 4 times, yep, or just some heater memes in there.
$5 a month is all it costs to access our Patreon. You get a bonus episode every single week and access to our Discord and even more cool perks that I can't think of right now.
There's but heaps.
Thousands of hours of episodes. Well, high hundreds of hours of episodes at your fingertips when you join, please, up. So come and hear us talk about Barbie. If not, nice.
Nice. If you don't like it, nice.